The Music Station.
Looking for victims. I'm Kevin Gordon with an information update. There are no survivors in the crash of Pan American Flight 759 in New Orleans. The 727 jet careened into a residential neighborhood just 2 miles from New Orleans International Airport. All 143 people on board were killed. The plane crashed on takeoff in a heavy rainstorm. It demolished several homes in a six-block area of suburban Kenner, where reporter Margaret Dubuisson says the search for the dead is underway.
They are in the process now. They're in the field, in the wreckage area, tagging bodies. Again, they have not brought any bodies out. They have refrigerated trucks on the scene with which they will use to haul the bodies to a temporary morgue.
As for those in the homes, at least six people are known to have died. One Kenner resident thinks a friend of hers did not live through the crash.
I don't think my neighbor across the street did. I think she's home. I mean, I know she's home. Her car was burning in my carport. I saw her daddy, and he said he didn't think she made it.
Pan American Flight 759 originated in Miami. It was to make stops in New Orleans and Las Vegas before flying on to San Diego. The weather was very bad at the time of the crash, and one report, although unconfirmed, indicates the jet may have been struck by lightning. Airman Richard Dienst, arrested last March after being stopped for a traffic ticket, was convicted today by a five-officer court-martial in California for desertion in Vietnam 14 years ago. Dienst was convicted of deserting his unit at Tan Son Nhut Air Base in January of 1968. This is news from RKO. This is an information update via satellite from RKO.
Excuse me, I own that shoe store across the street.
Uh-huh.
Want to buy it?
Well,
I'll be honest. I have great shoes, but no customers, so I'm ready to sell the whole thing at any price, you name it.
$12.
Sold.
Ooh.
Well, now that you own a shoe store, what'll you do with it?
Well, advertise.
Well, I tried. A lot of newspaper ads, then TV and magazines. Well,
I'll probably go radio.
Radio?
Yeah, according to the latest studies, everyday radio reaches more people than newspaper, TV, or magazines.
How did you
What's more, radio targets customers. I'll match up the right stations for my dressier lines and different stations for young casual. Since radio costs a lot less than newspapers or TV, I'll get good efficiency.
Listen, I'd like to buy my store back from you.
Well,
at a fair profit.
Okay.
How much do you want?
$156,000.
That's a pretty fair profit.
Take it or leave it.
I'll take it.
Radio. It costs less, targets your best customers, and it sells. Radio. Red hot because it works. For more facts on radio, call this station or the Radio Advertising Bureau. They brought you this message.